Auburn takes down Furman. A little bit of hoops action and some of the same familiar faces pick right up where they left off. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Our boy Zep is training hard. He's off for the night, but I'm sure he's going to jump in here later this week, and we'll discuss the upcoming scrimmage against Florida Atlantic. And then, obviously, we got the season kicking off next Wednesday against Vermont. But in the meantime, we're going to discuss this scrimmage. We're going to dive in, talk about the highs, the lows, who went off, who looked great, and just all the ins and outs of the scrimmage. The first action that we get to see this new Tiger basketball team all together and ready to go. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I understand you may have your system in place that you love, your savings, your 401k, whatever it may be. But how do you know it's performing at the most optimal level for you? How do you know you're not paying crazy fees that you shouldn't be paying? How do you know you've done everything that you can possibly do to shield yourself from the IRS? The only way you can make 100% certain is to give Ford Stokes a shout. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get a free custom portfolio analysis of value of over $1,500. And he'll make sure all those things I just mentioned, he'll make sure you're straight. So check him out. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. And make a friend at the same time. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Auburn traveled to Furman, wherever Furman is. I'm not 1,000% sure. It's in one of the Carolinas. But you know how I am with geography. I'm not great with it. But Auburn goes there and takes down the Furman Furman folks by a score of 83-62. Started off a little bit cold and then just sort of wore Furman down in the second half and really, really pounded them inside. Had really good bench production and overall just overtook them. Were just a little bit too much for them. And this is Furman's a team that's played really good basketball. So it's not just like a patsy that you schedule for an exhibition game. Furman's a pretty respectable basketball team to kick a season off with. Different sport. Bruce really compared them to like App State from last year. He said it's kind of a similar type team, similar type game, and you go in and you handle them pretty easily. So good to see. Always good to have wins to start off in the preseason exhibition thing. I don't really remember growing up and like following basketball. This goes back, three or four years. I don't feel like I remember the exhibitions getting so much publicity. These have been getting a lot of publicity, and being kind of big deals kind of around the country. You've seen a lot of coverage of scrimmage games and exhibition games and, a lot of talking points surrounding. I mean, you had Duke beat the brakes off of somebody by like 50 points. You have Alabama's played two, Wake Forest and Memphis. What a great preseason schedule. And then Auburn's going to play, obviously, Florida Atlantic, and you just finished off playing Furman. So a lot of fun, a lot of heat right here before the season kicks off. So let's dive into it though. So Auburn started off a cold, like I said, 0 for their first nine, and then really started to heat up and take over. So look, you got to start with the big man. You got to start there. I mean, that's where this team's heart and soul is. That's what this team's going to run through. And Jani Broome seemingly just picks up right where he leaves off. There's one surprising thing that I think is exciting that we're going to get to in just a second. But start off with a double-double. 18 points, 14 boards in, get this, 28 minutes of play. I know people have clamored for, we were running that rotation where we really were trying to get it almost 50-50 where he would play 23, 24 minutes a game. Hey, we really want to see the better player. We really want to see that first group of guys get closer to that 30-minute per game mark. And, hey, right out the gate, right out the gate in the first scrimmage, you get Janai playing 28 minutes, and obviously he made the most of it. He goes 6 of 15 from the floor, a little dry from three. Everybody was kind of dry from three. But then he goes 6 for 6 from the line. Oh, got a surprise. My boy Zep is actually here. Here he is right here. Zep back in the game. Zep, what's going on, man? Talking about this Auburn scrimmage, this Auburn exhibition, takes down Furman, and Janai just picking right back up where he left off.
Well, Janai is always going to be Janai. For one thing, as we've been talking on this show the past couple of weeks, he's added a little to his game. As we see a couple of clips, he had a clip where he did a crossover drive spin move, left hand layup. I just think he's one of the best players in the country, maybe the best player in the country. He just shows different styles of his game. He improves every single year in college basketball.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great point. So he's typically been more of a back to the basket type big guy, like get it to him and he'll, you know, he may put it on the floor one time and then put it up. But you're right. Being able to get the ball at maybe the top of the key, or, you know, with a chance to come downhill, you saw a lot of highlights of him being able to but handling the ball a lot better. And that kind of dynamic is something that could be huge for this team. They started you saw the starting lineup, right? Mm-hmm. They went with Broom at four and Dylan at five. And we hinted at that. I don't know if many people are talking about that, but we hinted that that was a possibility. And they really want to try to see if all like the facets of Janai's game that they can possibly get out of it. But that lineup's still going to take a little bit of polishing, I think.
Oh, most definitely. As we talked about it, I just think they got to get used to that type of lineup because it's something different. We haven't really seen that type of style in so long. You know, even when I was playing, I never seen those two guys on the court together. Even last year, even if they got in foul trouble, you will rarely see Janai Broome and Dylan Caldwell on the court together. It's something they have to work on and work on in practice also.
Yeah, I was going to I just mentioned it before you jumped on, Zep, 6 of 6 from the line. That's dangerous. That's dangerous because he's going to get hacked a lot this year. Mm-hmm. And if he has added the free throw element to his game, I mean, I think he's always been around a 70-ish percent free throw shooter. If he can be upwards of, you know, 80%, that is going to be it's going to be hard for him not to score, you know, 18 to 20 points every single night.
Without a doubt, Janai Broome is going to get hacked every single game. Even when I was there, if I recall the Houston game, if I'm not, he shot like 12 to 14 free throws and he struggled. But each year he improves on his free throw percentage. If you go back and look on ESPN each year, you're going to see Janai Broome free throw percentage just goes up every single year. His shot percentages, his 2-point field goal percentage, it's like every single year he improves in every single category. And like I say, he's getting better and better at each thing he does. So I look forward to seeing him play this year. I look forward to seeing him make his free throws, being a 80 to 85% free throw shooter. I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be deadly. That'd be deadly. If he can get to the line and knock down 80 to 85% of his free throws, look out. He's going to be you could challenge for like the scoring title. I think he's going to be a big time, putting up big time scoring numbers. I mentioned Zep, double-double, 18 points, 14 boards, 6 offensive rebounds in 28 minutes, which that's another thing that that's a big workload for him. He's not really played that many minutes throughout his career. It's normally been around that 24 to 25 minute mark. But I mean, him being able to go out there and put in big minutes, that's a big deal. So obviously Janai picking up right where he left off. This guy right here though, Zep, I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited about Tahad Pettiford. He seems early everything that we've described. He is a energy guy off the bench, spark plug. He reminds me, and we talked about this too, he plays defense in those 50-50 balls a lot like K KD Johnson. Like he's that level of energy where he's the guy that can gets the cleanup. You know, the turnover, the effort play. He's that guy, but he's also a dynamic scorer. There was a play where it was a defensive rebound. It was a missed shot. The guy gets it on the baseline, but his back's to the court. And what happens? Todd comes in behind him, pokes it out, and then jumps out of bounds, throws it back into Denver, who gets it, lays it in, and gets the and one. I mean, that's the kind of hustle plays that I think you're going to see from him all year.
Without a doubt, you're going to see hustle plays. You're going to see scoring. It was no surprise to us to see him doing what he do because we talked about it. We talked about him being one of the best freshmen in college basketball. He's not afraid of the spotlight. And as we've seen, he's one of those guys that can score in bunches. He also is a guy that gives you energy straight off the bench when you need guys like that. But speaking of him, you know, he just showed why he's one of the best freshmen in the country, why he can be like a freshman of the year in the SEC. So I'm looking forward to seeing to how I play. And he's going to come down to being a crucial guy on this team because we're going to need his scoring. You know, we're also going to need his three-point shooting, which they struggled with this past scrimmage. But it's a scrimmage game. It's an exhibition. So I think they have time to improve in that. They have time to work on it in practice. So I believe they'll be well prepared for their first actual real game.
Yeah. So here's Tahad's line. Played 24 minutes, which is pretty big. First real action as a collegiate basketball player. 24 minutes, 13 points on 5 of 9 shooting, which is pretty solid. 2 of 5 from the three-point line. 3 steals. He was definitely in there mixing it up. That's pretty solid. Only 1 turnover and 3 assists. That's a pretty good line for your very first outing. To be your first real collegiate basketball action. Very, very, very impressive. Very, very impressed with him. And I'm telling you guys, when you actually get to see him outside of just highlights, outside of just following Auburn Men Basketball on Twitter, he got a steal and a dunk. I mean, this is small guy dunks hit different. I don't know why. For some reason, like a 6-foot dude or 6'1" dude jumping up there and slamming it, it hits different. But, yeah, he had a pick pocket and a slam. After that, it's just all those kind of plays that changed the game. KD had a knack of being able to make a little momentum changing play that kind of gets the crowd back into it. I think you're going to get that a lot from Tahad as well. Another freshman, I mean, Ja'Kai, his game is I think it's ahead of where a lot of people expected. He came in sparingly and played, he only played 7 minutes, but he had 10 points. I'm sorry. He played 23 minutes, 10 points, and only one rebound. But I think one of them was a pretty good, pretty nice little jam. He's going to be another guy that I think he's going to carve out a really good role and be a really good player this year.
Oh, most definitely. He's one of those guys. He just plays his role. He know what he can do and what he can't do. Like I said, he's going to be another energy guy who come in the game and catch a lob and get the crowd and get the momentum going. Catch and shoot three-pointer type guy. And he's going to be a long defender type guy who plays the point guard and plays the guy who can score also. So I'm looking forward to Ja'Kai Howard and just, you know, having him improving his game every single game, learning new things.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about things we can work on. You kind of hit on it a little bit. Miles Kelly was out this game. He's had mono. He's been sick, trying to get healed up. So he missed this game. He did travel with the team. I think he'll probably be back by at least Vermont. They may be trying to keep him a little bit of a secret. I don't know. He probably could have played, but I think they wanted to hold him out. And then you also had JP, who was dinged up, but he still played a fair amount as well. But I will say, I think we need a little bit more. I don't want to say need a little bit more. I'll say this. I don't think the point guard position, I think if you asked him, they felt like they could play a lot better, especially out of from Denver and from JP. They struggled a little bit shooting, scoring in general. They didn't really turn it over a lot, only two turnovers combined, which that's good from your point guards, but just not a lot of offensive firepower yet. It's still early, but that's something they're going to have to clean up.
Oh, most definitely. Like I always talked about on here, the point guard is one of the main positions on the court, especially in BP's system, the one and the four man. So with those two guys really being new to the point guard system in Auburn, it's going to be kind of tough, you know, starting off the first couple games, getting your feet wet in the position. But, you know, having two turnovers is not bad. But they're going to need that scoring from those two guys, at least maybe 20 to 23 points from those two guys together, because we're going to need that production, especially assists also. So I think they can pick it up and just getting their feet wet and seeing the game, seeing other defenders guard them. How can they do things better? They have time to go in and watch film and figure out how can they adjust and how can they fit in the point guard position.
Yeah, absolutely. If another thing, if you want to point to something that's got to be cleaned up, and you mentioned it, it's 3-point shooting. 4-22, 8 for 18%. That's obviously not ideal, not where they want to be. And again, Miles Kelly is your heater. He's the one that heats it up, and he sat out. So you probably had some guys taking some more shots that they typically wouldn't take. Denver was 1 of 5. From three, which, you know, is tough. That's not very like him. That's probably going to be an anomaly. Broom was 0-for-3 from the line. Chad was 0-for-4 from the from the 3-point line. So definitely got some stuff you got to clean up. Those are all guys that shoot, you know, well over 30% from three. So you think if they shoot their regular numbers from three, this is, you know, 100 points. Like, it's going to be a 100-point game. So definitely some stuff to get cleaned up. Is there anything you think that could be attributed to, just maybe being too amped up, nerves, or first game jitters, or first game rust? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it could be jitters and first game rust, but also, you know, it's their first time, their first opponent. Playing hard is actually harder than what people think. BP gets guys to play super hard, and sometimes it wears on your legs, and you have to be able to practice as hard as you can to really figure out how can you shoot a 3-pointer while playing tough defense. How can you do certain things the whole game so you won't wear yourself out? So it's kind of hard to dictate it. So now that them going into practice this week, they're gonna figure out how to get the guys to shoot better. They're gonna work on shooting. They're gonna work on actually running up and down the court of shooting threes and playing defense on the other team and just figuring out can they do things better.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most efficient guys of the day really was Chaney. Chaney was 3-of-4 and 3-of-4 from the line. So 3-of-4 from the field, 3-of-4 from the line. He got into a little bit of foul trouble, only played 17 minutes, but in those 17 minutes, he had 10 points and 4 boards. And obviously we've been talking about him and how we need him to step up. So even though he's got to clean up the fouls, that was a very efficient 17 minutes. So a lot of good stuff to take away. We got another scrimmage coming up Friday. So our show that'll drop on Friday, that will be kind of like a preview, I guess, talking about Florida Atlantic, what to expect, any news that breaks over the week. We will definitely dive in and break it down and talk about it. But very exciting. The season is underway. A week from today, we will be tipping off versus Vermont. And I believe it's Vermont. Yeah, the first game. Vermont at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time in the Neville Arena, ready to get the season kicked off. So, guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Zep, thanks for jumping on. We will be back again later this week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. We'll catch you next time.